finish off your last question. And we'll take a little bit of time to correct some of it. I gave you a little more time than I said. So you should be close to finishing here. Let's go ahead and trade papers. Time won't be a factor on all the tests we take in this class, but it will be on some of them. Remember, if you're talking to somebody on the bus, they give you a whole hour to come up with the answers. You're really lucky. So having the answer and having it quickly, being able to verbalize it and get it down, that's part of the class. If you're not able to finish, don't be distressed. Go into turmoil. There's other tests. They won't all be timed. Correct it with a different color pen so that we can tell the difference between the original and your corrections. Question one. The term gift, referring to the gift of the Holy Spirit, is used in the book of Acts only two times. Well, it's used four times, so this is false. If they put true and put down two verses, give them 2 points. That is, it's worth 4 points, so take 2 points off. If they put false and they put down three verses or four, then they get it all right. So the verses are Acts 2:38, Acts 8:20. What's another one? 10:45 and what? 11:17. 2:38, 8:20, 10:45, 11:17. So there's four places, so it's false. You can get half credit on it if you put true and put down the right verses. Question two, the term gift is not used in the Gospels. This is false. It's used in John 4:10, if thou had known the gift of God. Or you can put down Luke 11, either verse 9 or verse 13, or good gifts to them that ask him, wherever that is. Is that right? We'll let you put that one down there. Not really. You can just put down the verse on this one. Question three. God poured out the Holy Spirit on the Gentiles. You have to put down Acts 10:45 on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. You just have to put poured out Acts 10:45. If they didn't write anything out on this one and they just put down the verse, then you just take off 1 point. You have to write down that part of the verse that either proves it true or false. Yeah, I will. On question three, you have to write it out. On question two, you have to write it out too. So take off 1 point if they didn't write it out. If it's all wrong, it's worth 4 points off. Question four, the apostles received the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. Well, there's a couple ways you can prove this. I believe Acts 1, what is it, 4 or 5, do not depart from Jerusalem. So if you put down that one, don't depart from Jerusalem. Or Acts 2:5, they were dwelling at Jerusalem right after verse 4, which is close enough in the context to really show they're in Jerusalem. Now you might ask the question, well, why do I need to prove it was in Jerusalem? Is anybody going to argue that point? Probably not. But it's good practice for the points they do argue. If they just put true down there, put a question mark by it so I can check the scripture they do have. I might give them partial credit. Phyllis. Well, what is it, Acts 1:5? Do not depart from Jerusalem? Or is that Acts 1:4? Okay, Acts 1:4, don't depart from Jerusalem. So obviously they're in Jerusalem if they did what he said. Or Acts 2:5, they were dwelling at Jerusalem, showing that's when it is happening.
1:12 says then they returned unto
Jerusalem. Oh, that's okay. That's okay. 1:12 is okay. It's not as good as the others, but it's all right. Question 5. Tongues are only mentioned in the book of Acts. Well, this is false. We're seeing 1 Corinthians 14, so you should be able to handle that, or else Mark 16. That's an easy one. Question 6. The Holy Spirit was given to the Gentiles at Caesarea. Now this one, Acts 10:24, I believe. Better look it up here. They entered into Caesarea. Acts 10:24. Any other verses that... Go ahead. 11:15. It doesn't say Caesarea, since that's the key to the question. Cornelius lived in Caesarea. That's okay. It's not as good as 10:24. Go ahead. Then they don't get it right. Right. Indeed, this is sad. Acts 10:1, that we said that was okay. Acts 10. Well, did they write out any part of the scripture? Well, then we're not going to give them any credit. Go ahead.
So if they got the true part right, but the scripture wrong, they would land for
Yeah, I think so. We're going to have to be hard on some people here. Well, Lev, it's graded on a curve. What? 10:44? No. Doesn't say anything about Caesarea. He had three verses down. In this case, wrong ones don't hurt anything, as long as he has the right one down. But he still has to write out that part of the verse that shows there in Caesarea, and if he didn't write that out, take off one. And if they didn't have the right verse down, they get it all wrong. Question 7. See, this is the problem with people that have an argument. A lot of people are answering the argument, but they're not really getting the part that the person is stressing. They're just bringing out a verse, but he's not talking about that. He's talking about Caesarea. Caesarea, my friend, Caesarea. He's not talking about filled, given, poured out. He's talking about where they were. And you have to be able to ascertain what is the person talking about. This is a test that's in a narrow frame right now, trying to do something. Question 7. See, all these tests are... You haven't seen anything yet. It'll get... I got a test that we spend 4 hours correcting. This is nothing. Don't worry, I love controversy. By the time we get to that test, you'll all be bold enough to object when you don't agree with the answer. No problem. I consider it important that you interact with my mind. It's good for the students to interact with the teacher's mind. As I can stand and, you know, deal with all these Church of Christ guys, you're easy to deal with. Question 7. But we learn. The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:4, but not baptized in the Holy Spirit. So here the key is filled and baptized. And so it's Acts 1:5. You shall be baptized not many days hence. Baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Acts 1:5 shows that they were baptized when they were filled. Question 8. If there's any doubt in your mind, if they don't have the exact answer and you are really confident they have the right answer and you don't know how to grade it, just put a question mark by it. I'll grade it, and that way I'll give partial credit and other things.
Then that was true, right?
The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit but not baptized. False. They were baptized, Acts 1:5. They were baptized, filled, it was poured out on them. They also received it, and it fell on them, and it came upon them. They experienced the whole thing. Question 8. The Gentiles at Caesarea received a lesser portion of the Holy Spirit than the apostles. Well, this is false, and you can prove it by 10:47, I believe it says, as on us, Oh, as well as we, is that what that says? 10:47, as well as we. 11:15, as on us. 11:17, the light gift. Any one of those is enough. Any one of those is enough. Showing that they received, as on us, at the beginning, the light gift. They didn't receive a lesser portion, they received the same thing. Question 9. Question. Well, that part of it has to be written out to let them know, let me know that they know what we're talking about. So if they didn't write anything out, you take up 1 point. That's the part of the test, is to be able to identify in the verse what we're talking about. Go ahead. Well, we'll give them a point for saying false. Yeah, take off 3. Question. Really, the true and false part is academic. I mean, you don't even need your Bible to know whether they're true or false, I should hope. And it's the proving part of it that's really the whole question is what I'm looking for is that. Question 9, in the book of Acts, the laying on of hands, the connection with the giving of the Holy Spirit is mentioned only once, more than one scripture, false. Acts 10, I mean Acts 8, what's the verse there?
17.
Acts 8, 17, Acts 19, 6. Isn't Acts 9, 17, got that too?
Yeah.
We'll let you put that one down as well. So you just have to mention more than one verse out of those three. Acts 9:17. Question 10, those in Caesarea received the Spirit. Notice the word received. Did they receive the Spirit? True or false? True, Acts 10:47. They received the Holy Ghost as well as we. The point is received. Did they receive it? Yes, Acts 10:47. You have to prove that they received it. Somehow you have to come up with that word. Question 11, Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, nothing's emphasized here. So you can say yes, Acts 9:17, true, Acts 9:17, Acts 13:9, or you can say spoken tongues over in 1 Corinthians 14. I'll let you have it that way. I don't have anything emphasized, so that proves he was filled. Question? Go ahead. You still have to have part of the verse written out, but only that part that deals with the whole question now, not in a specific thing. So you still have to have part of the verse written out, just to show that he had the Holy Spirit. In that case, though, Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. You could say, true, he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. In other words, you don't have to tie in with any words, just have to show that he has it. One point. That's just a standard for all the questions. Question 12. The promise of the Father, emphasized, is not mentioned in the Gospels. False. It's mentioned in Luke 24:49. Luke 24:49. Question 13. The word promise is also used in the epistles. True. It's used in Ephesians 1:13 and Galatians 3:14. No, those aren't referring to the promise of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, it's taken for granted we're talking about the promise here of the Holy Spirit. There's lots of promises in the epistles, but that's not part of our class. Right. Assume that we're talking about the Holy Spirit. This is Holy Spirit 1 class. I'm sorry if that's confusing. Ephesians 1:13, Galatians 3:14. Ephesians 1:13, Galatians 3:14. I didn't mean it to be that bad. That's ambiguous. Question 14. This term promise, referring to the Holy Spirit, I should have had that little thing up there in question 13, is used 3 times in Acts. True. Acts 1:4. Acts 2:33 and 2:39. Acts 1:4, Acts 2:33, Acts 2:39. On this one, give them 1 point for every place they found the word. And if they found all 3 of them, give them 4 points. Go ahead.
You get written down as false, and then you've got 6 times.
six times. Well, he's got verses down there that are not a reference to the Holy Spirit. So I happen to know it's only used three times. What do we do with that one? Give him 3 points, since he's got all the three right verses, but take off one for that other stuff. Well, give them 2 points because they got 2 places. Obviously, they then put down false because they only put 2 instead of 3, so it's assumed to be false. Question 15. The Apostle Paul did not speak in tongues. False. 1 Corinthians 14. And you can just write anything down there for that. Question 16. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is only mentioned in the Gospels and Acts, never in the Epistles. Now, I don't have anything emphasized. So you could refer to anything in reference to the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the Gospels and Acts. In other words, Ephesians 1:13, Galatians 3:14, which we already used in question 13. Or Romans 5:5. Any of those verses in the epistles that we talked about when we went over that one section. If you're not able to tell whether the question is right, put a question mark on the side. I know all those verses. I can grade it real quickly. Every question is worth 4 points. If you can't tell if the question is right or wrong, just put a question mark. I'll look at it. But if you can tell that it's right, then just grade it, and I won't look at those. Question 17, the Holy Spirit speaks in tongues. Well, we talked about that, and I said false. I said the Holy Spirit gives the utterance, but we speak in tongues. They spoke in tongues, the Holy Spirit gave the utterance. So that's the answer. You put down false, Acts 2:4, they spoke in tongues.
10:46, when they heard them speak with tongues.
And you put down false?
Yes.
Oh, that's good enough. You heard them speak with tongues. That'd be good. Question 18. It's necessary to be water baptized prior to receiving the Holy Spirit. False. Here we have Acts 10:47. Can we forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So they were already Spirit-filled, and then they got baptized. So Acts 10:47. Is there anything else that would... Pardon? 10:48? That would be okay. 10:48 would be okay. You could even put Acts 9:17 down here if you wanted. That one isn't that good, but I'll let it pass. Question 19. Without the laying on of hands, no one receives the Holy Spirit. False. Acts 2:4 and Acts 10:44 and 45 and 46. They didn't lay hands on there, but they got it. Question 20. Everyone is baptized in the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Well, that's false. How about those in Acts 8, 10, and 19? They weren't baptized on the day of Pentecost. They're baptized in subsequent history as people brought them the truth and the message, and they received it. Since that day, people can be filled with the Spirit but not baptized in the Spirit. Well, the key there, I suppose, is Acts 11:17. Acts 11:17, where they were baptized. I guess since I've got baptized underlined, I don't have a key here, so I guess I forgot the question. Now that I look at it, baptized is underlined. That must have been the key to the question, so you've got to have down here Acts 11:17. Oh, Acts 11:16. They were baptized in Acts 10, and that was after the day of Pentecost. So it's Acts 11:16. They didn't get the question right. The point of the question is to say that everyone got it on the day of Pentecost, and we're not getting it today. And so what they're really doing is enforcing the question. I'll finish correcting this myself here. We're out of time. Question 21, I have to grade that myself. How about question 22? We can grade this really quick. Nowhere do the Scriptures teach that we are to ask for the Holy Spirit. False. Luke 11:13, how much more to them that ask? And you can even put down Acts 8:15, where they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 8:15, you could even put that one down. 23, the Bible speaks of the doctrine of laying on of hands. True, Hebrews 6:2, true. It talks about the doctrine. Notice the word doctrine is underlined, so that's why I really got to have that. And then 24, I have to grade that one. 25, water is a type or a symbol of the Holy Spirit. True, either John 7 or John 4. Living water, that was a symbol or a type of the Holy Spirit. John 7 or John 4, true. Don't bother to add them up. I guess I'll have to do that. Well, let's go ahead and add up all the minus points that you've got so far. Add up all the minus points so far, and then I'll just do the questions and those ones that I didn't correct. We'll finish looking at it next time. Any other questions? So we got through the whole test in an hour and a half. That's good. Question? Yes, that'll be okay. That'll be good. Question? Then they're going to have to miss it. Yeah, just put them down there.